Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Of all the most popular cuts of beef, one stands above the others, and that would be the beef loin. This is a really delicious but complicated cut of the beef. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, can you explain it to us? Because you get a lot out of it.
Yeah, it is. It's a great primal cut, is what we refer to it as.
Sure.
And what we're talking about is once you get, you're moving towards the back of the animal. And once you get past the ribs, and you just basically have like a little bit of the backbone leading into the hips. So in between the hips and the ribs, that's what is referred to as the loin. And there are, you know, the animal's bilaterally symmetrical. So split down the middle, there are two loins.
Sure.
And the two main muscles that you're going to find there are, you know, what we refer to as the tenderloin. And then the New York strip steak or the strip roast is the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And they run, you know, they run head to toe along the axis of the animal. And so, again, you know, there's a lot of names for the same cuts, but, if you were to take this loin and slice it perpendicular to the backbone, that's how you generate the two common steaks that we talk about, the porterhouse and the T-bone steak.
Right.
And the thing is that the only real difference is if you've ever seen a whole tenderloin, it goes from a pretty fat head all the way down to a thin tail.
Mm-hmm.
And that runs again, head to tail. So as you're slicing this perpendicular, the steaks that have the large head, so almost as much tenderloin to New York strip, those are the porterhouse. As
gotcha.
You get further down and you start to lose a lot of the tenderloin and there's only a smaller piece, those are the T-bone steaks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of like three or four porterhouse and then four or five T-bones, depending on how thick you slice them.
Now, the New York strip is always the bigger part of the two, right?
Well, that's it. So now if you were to just take the loin and cut the muscles off the bone, that's when you get the tenderloin on the one side, and then on the other side, the New York strip loin. Now, that big strip loin needs to be sliced into steaks.
Sure.
We tend, you know, unlike the whole ribeye, which is towards the front of the animal, which we will roast whole and do, you know, prime rib and those things, we tend not to roast the strip whole. It's usually always cut up into steaks. The tenderloin, on the other hand, there are so many different versions, you know, so many different ways to slice it. Certainly people do it whole. But if you start at the head, the thick part, it's a multi-muscle. There's a couple muscles there. But if that's cut all off together, that's traditionally referred to as the Chateaubriand.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that's usually served whole, and it's enough for two or four. Chateaubriand is usually a dish that's served shared. It's large. And then as you move further down, and let's say we're slicing one-inch thick steaks, that's the filet mignon.
I see.
Right. And so, and then if we move further down as it gets smaller, those medallions are the tornados.
Is that right?
So again, but that is, those three cuts all come from the tenderloin.
Boy, what a useful piece of meat.
Right.
Well, Jerry, we're going to put all this information on the website so people can read up on about it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.